It's time for the little known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS. This is the story about Provident Hospital. Provident Hospital, Chicago.
So sweet.
First black owned and operated hospital in the United States. Provident Hospital was the first black owned and operated hospital in the United States. It was established by pioneering black doctor Daniel Hale Williams on May 4th, 1891. Daniel Hale Williams banded together with religious and business leaders in providing opportunities for several health workers by opening the hospital. Williams was well known for performing the first known open heart surgery. He was approached by a pastor to assist an aspiring black nurse get into school, and after being denied because of her race, Williams and the leaders decided to open their own hospital and nursing training facility. Provident Hospital and Training School opened in a three-story house with just 12 beds. In 7 years, the hospital moved to a facility with 65 beds, thanks to the fundraising from black leaders. Mm-hmm. The hospital was closed in 1987 due to several issues, but reopened again in 1993.
And now it's affiliated with Cook County Hospital.
Yeah?
With the county, yeah. Yeah, I was born there.
Oh, yeah? You're a Provident baby?
Yeah, you're either Cook County or you are a Provident baby. I know. Sorry, Jay. And Doc Rogers was the man that delivered me there. And my auntie Mill was one of the black nurses that went to school and was a Provident nurse. Yeah.
Do for yourself. You can't get
it was,
training.
It was a really, really proud moment for a lot of people who worked there.
Your birth?
No. For people who worked there, I said, you idiot.
Well, you walk right into it.
You walked.
No, I didn't.
It's a really proud moment for a lot of people.
Yes, it was. Your birth? No, you idiot. Little known Black History Fact. Read more about Provident Hospital on blackamericaweb.com.
God, no,
17.